so glad to be back. I'm super excited to be relaunching the Dear Grown Woman podcast. I've had some friends that are holding me accountable to completing this. So I encourage you, if you start something, finish it. I am ecstatic to just kind of update you all on where my journey is currently. I've been so blessed to become a part of a new church community, and that community has literally brought life, just reignited some things and opened my eyes and helped me to deepen some things. One of the things that I have had to deepen is my communion with God, like through prayer, through reading the word, and like I've read the word, done many devotional plans, but reading the word for something new, reading the word for something that will not only just stand out to me, but literally change the trajectory of my life. And that has been such an amazing journey. So in this season, I have renewed my yes, and that has not come without its painful parts. Let me say that. There have been moments when I've been confronted with myself. There have been moments that I've been confronted with the way I behave. For example, the way I behave when I'm stressed or when I feel overwhelmed. Being in this space and having the communion with God, like, He will literally show you you. And you may not like all the parts of you. And I think deep down inside, I think we know that. But when we see those parts and when those parts are illuminated to us, it's like, man, like, what have I really been missing out on? Another area in my life that has really deepened is the desire to pray. And that sounds really stupid. Let me just say that. It sounds stupid. I just have not always felt like God wanted to hear from me. You know, when you are flawed and that is all like the enemy puts before your face, even before the fact that God loves you, when the enemy puts things like that into your face, it's almost like you go ahead and discount yourself before you even give God a chance to love you and to commune with you. That has been one of my biggest takeaways. God loves me and He wants to hear from me. He wants to sup with me. And sometimes I'm open to prayer looking different. Sometimes you're praying for others. Sometimes you're praying for yourself. Sometimes it's just gratitude and worship. And I have not been ashamed to do that in my own personal time. I have not been ashamed to do that in front of people. And that's time that I just look forward to. So I admonish anybody who is struggling because of what you have done or what you have not done. If you're struggling in the fact or in limbo about whether or not God wants to hear from you, He wants to hear from you. Like, He wants to hear from you. He desires to hear from you. And I think for me, that matters so much. It matters so much. I am just super excited about the things that God is doing in my life. I wanted to share a scripture with you. So, like, we always talk about the Beatitudes, Matthew chapter 5, and this is Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And the scripture that has been written in my heart and has helped to center my heart's posture is Matthew 5 verse 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Like, like, that's a promise to me. And I believe that as long as I fix my thoughts on, what is that, Philippians 4, when you fix your thoughts on things that are like true and things that are right and things that are just, things that are honorable, things that are of good report, like when you fix your thoughts on things like that, like it makes it so much easier to just lean into the Father and what it is that He has to show you, or to ways He has to love you in prayer. And you know, I couldn't ask for anything more. Like, I really could not ask for anything more. And as I'm talking through it, like, it makes me want to cry, because I never imagined at this juncture in my life that I would even be like still like striving and still running hard after God. But I am running harder than I have ever ran in my life. Whew. And that makes my eyes water a little bit, because then too I think of all the time that I've wasted. But it's never time wasted, because time is nothing in God's eyes. Time is nothing in His hands. I'm just truly of the grateful people right now. Like, that's just that. So I promised that I would make this episode short. I'm going to try to keep the episode short. But you know how I do before we go. I would like to pray over you. Father, thank you so much. I thank you so much for every listener, for every person that they will share this with. And I thank you for closer communion with you. I pray that every listener at this moment will begin to feel a tug from you. Let that tug draw them into your presence. Let that tug draw them into your heart, and let that tug create such a hunger and a thirst after you that it prompts you, that it compels you to fill us until we overflow. And then help us to share that goodness. Help us to share that love, that feeling that we get. Help us to share that with other people that are connected to us. Help us to share that in our workplace, in our faith communities, in our friendship groups, in our significant relationships. Help us to share that same love. Help us to share that same joy and peace. Help us to be your hands and feet. And we thank you. We glorify you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.